In what was seen as a coup for the tourist trade there, Nigeria landed the 2002 Miss World pageant. But now, with the pageant just a couple of weeks off, a newspaper article about it has so inflamed some Muslims there that dozens of Nigerians have been reported killed in 3 days of rioting. The Red Cross says more than 100 are dead and more than 500 injured. Reporter Sylvia Sansoni has been covering the situation in the northern Nigerian city of Kaduna. And Sylvia Sansoni, let's deal first with the article published last weekend and what it said.
Well, last Saturday, one of the local dailies here made a reference to, well, what is all the fuss with this Muslim resentment against the beauty contest? After all, if the Prophet Muhammad were still alive, he would probably choose one of the beauty queens as his wife. And that was meant as a joke, but Muslims were not amused. The way people found out about the offending article was not so much by reading the article, but through cell phones and text messages being sent from person to person saying, you know, the prophet has been offended, our religion has been offended.
Judging from the Red Cross estimate of the death toll and the number of injured and also property losses, it sounds like the rioting has been ferocious ever since.
Yeah, the rioting in Kaduna was pretty bloodthirsty. The barricades were erected with burning tires. Churches and mosques as well, actually, were being smashed up. Brothels as well were being burnt down, and crates of beer were dragged into the streets and smashed up. You can still see the burnt carcasses of cars along the road. The protesters were armed with machetes, but also with firearms, so they did quite a bit of damage.
Nearly all in Kaduna where you are, but I gather there have also been reports of some violence in the capital, Abuja.
Yeah, it's the first time ever, really, that there have been outbreaks of religious violence in the capital of Nigeria. Today, there were outbreaks right after the Friday prayers. A crowd of more than 100 protesters started smashing up cars, not too far away from the hotel where the beauty queens are staying. And police came out and fired tear gas on the crowd and dispersed them.
Now, statements that are heard as blasphemous obviously can arouse enormous and violent passions, but it's hard to hear this and avoid the suspicion that there must be something more to the Muslim sense of grievance in Nigeria than just the Miss World pageant and the reference to the Prophet Muhammad.
Well, there is a political undercurrent to the violence. General elections are coming up early next year, and there's definitely a tension between Muslim northerners who have traditionally ruled Nigeria and the current government, which is run by President Olusegun Obasanjo, who is a Christian from the south. The governor of Kaduna is seen to be a supporter of Obasanjo, and in fact, a lot of his own personal property was damaged during the riots. He owns a shiny new shopping center. Many stores within it were set on fire, and his campaign headquarters were also attacked.
Well, Sylvia Sansoni, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Reporter Sylvia Sansoni in the northern Nigerian city Kaduna, the scene throughout 3 days this week of deadly riots. And within the past few hours, organizers of the Miss World pageant have announced that because of the violence, they are moving the contest from Nigeria to London. It will still take place on December 7th.